You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, better known as VIP. Want to shout out to our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. God bless you. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, 32935. You are welcome and invited to come to one of our service times. We meet Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. We meet Tuesdays, weekday at 7:30 p.m. And you can find us on the radio dial every Monday through Friday, 1510 WWBC at 6 p.m. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan, and I'm excited that you're back, that you're tuning in, that the Word of God is reaching and being a source of strength and encouragement and blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. So today, let me just pray and we'll be on our way into the Word, delving into the Word of God, seeing what the Lord wants to speak to us today. Father, thank you so much for this day. Great are you, Lord, and you are worthy to be praised. I thank you, and I thank you for those that are listening. I thank you for how you're using this platform to reach and touch lives. Father, today, as we look into your Word, let us receive from you. Let us open up our gates. Let us open up our windows. Let us open up the doors to our heart, that we would hear you, that we would obey you, that we would run to do your will today. So we thank you and praise you and give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic today, I want us to look at the peace and rest of God. It's what we need. It's what God has for us. So I want to look at it, the peace and rest in God, abiding in the peace and rest of God. And so we're going to look at a scripture that's pretty well known. But, you know, it's still sometimes good when we go back and we take a new, fresh look with fresh eyes at the Word of God and allow the Lord to align us to the Word. That's what a lot of times we need. We need realignment, and that may be where we are today, you know, in need of realignment. God, I know your Word says I can abide in your peace and rest, but sometimes when we're honest, our lives don't reflect that we're abiding in his peace and rest. We have periods of it, smidgens of it, but God wants us to have it more. He says, I would that you would have life and have it more abundantly. He wants us to have his peace and rest abundantly. So I'm going to flip really quick. We're going to start with Luke 8, verse 22, and we will go and flow like the Holy Ghost gives it to us. Amen. So I'm there. Luke chapter 8, verse 22. And it reads, Now it came to pass on a certain day that he, Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples. And he said to them, Let us go over, or let us cross to the other side of the lake. And they started out to do what Jesus said. They launched forth to do what he said. verse 23. But how many times in life, that's our story. The Lord would lead us. The Lord would instruct us. We launch out to go forth to do what he said. And we encounter, just like we see in verse 23, but. Okay, I'm going to keep reading. But as they sail, Jesus fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water in the boat, the ship, and they were in jeopardy. Verse 24. And they came to Jesus and they woke him. Verse 23 said, but as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep. So verse 24 says, and they came to Jesus and woke him out of his sleep, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Translation in my language, how are you sleeping through all of this? Master, Master, we're going to drown, is what they said to him. And then Jesus arose. He woke up. And he rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased. The wind ceased. The raging of the water ceased. And there was calm. Verse 25. And he, Jesus, said to them, where is your faith? They, being afraid, wondered, saying to one another, what manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and the water and obey him. May our eyes be opened today to what manner of Lord, King Jesus we serve. What manner of man is this? That even the winds and the water, the seas, they had to obey him. So our topic, we're starting off abiding in the peace and rest of God. Abiding in the peace and rest of God. I'm going to flip and read really quick just in a different version. Mark 4 and 38. Just to see, did that writer bring out any other points? So let's just flip and read it in two of the Gospels. We read Luke. Now let's go to Mark 4:38, and that reads, and when he was in the hinder part of the ship, the back of the ship, sleep on a pillow, and they awoke him, and they said to him, Master, don't you care that we perish? Don't you care that we're about to drown in this ship? The ship was taken on water. And Jesus arose, and Jesus rebuked the wind, and Jesus said to the sea, spoke to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was great calm. And Jesus said to them, why are you so fearful? Why are you so terrified? Why are you afraid? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared, they were absolutely terrified even the more. And they talked and said to one another, what manner of man is this that even the wind obeys him? Praise God for this word today. This word is going to help me. This word is going to help you. This word is going to help us today. Praise God for the word of God. Amen. Jesus. There is much that we can learn from our master, our Savior. There is much that we can learn from his example to us. And that is what we want to go through. Go to when we're going through something. We always want to look to the word of God. Amen. We want to look to the word of God. And so today, in our personal individual lives, how are you doing? How are you doing in your personal individual life? Are you, in this passage of scripture, are you most like Jesus? Asleep? Abiding in the peace and rest of God during the storms of life? Or are you most like the disciples? Terrified, fearful, afraid. In the ship with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, but still lacking peace and rest. You and I today, in relationship, in covenant relationship with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, so we're in that ship, cruising through life with Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and yet sometimes in our lives we fail to abide in his rest. We fail to abide in his peace. And so today, the word of God speaks to us in the midst of our calamity, in the midst of our storm, in the midst of our struggle, situation, circumstance, whatever it is, whatever it may be. The word of the Lord today declares over you and I peace. The peace of God is our portion today. The peace of God is our portion today. It doesn't matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter what it looks like. We have the ability through God to rest, to be at peace, to be at ease, to be at sleep, asleep in the sense of I'm unbothered. Jesus was asleep. In the translation in Mark 4:38, it says he was on a pillow asleep. A pillow adds to the rest. In the natural, we can sleep without a pillow, but when we have a good pillow, it adds to the rest. It adds to our ability to rest. When we rest, we're not thinking about the problems. We're not focused on the problems. The Lord wants to hide us today under the shadow of his wings. So in the passage, it described Jesus. Jesus was in the hinder part of the boat. He was in the back part of the boat, tucked away on his pillow, sound asleep, resting in the Lord, knowing that God got him, knowing that while the storm may rage, while the weapon may form, it shall not prosper against us. This word today, may it lift us up, may it encourage our hearts, may it remind us of the truth of God's word. Sometimes when we're fearful, sometimes when we're going through, we forget about what the word said to us. And that's what you see in the disciples. They were excited. They were worked up. The scripture says they were terrified. In that state of mind, it's easy to forget about, wait a minute, what God has spoken, what God has said, what he's declared out of the word concerning you. But oh, beloved, we got to remind ourselves that the word of the Lord does not lie, that the word of the Lord stands sure forever, that the word of the Lord is my truth, that the word of the Lord regulates our mind. Isaiah 26:3, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace. God say, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. I'll keep you in my peace and rest. Guess what? I'll keep you in my peace and rest even when the storm is raging. So guess what? Sometimes we can walk through God's and abide in God's peace and rest when the sea, the storms of life are quiet, calm, undisturbed. But the minute the sea gets raging, the storms of life begin to rage, we lose our peace and our rest. But God wants us today to maintain. Can you say it with me? Maintain. Maintain. To continue. To keep. To keep a hold of. To not forfeit. To not lose. Our peace and rest is not depending upon the situation. No, it's not. But that's how we respond. Oh, today it's in the word. It's giving us a picture of what we have in God. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords is in covenant with you and I. We're in the ship of God. He is the captain of our souls. He's the captain of the ship. The captain is on board. So I can rest. He knows the destination. He knows how to navigate the ship. So I can rest in him. I can trust his leading. He'll carry me through the waves. Sometimes in these movies we see where there are movies about voyages at sea and disaster happens. And I've seen one where the ship flipped on its side, wrecked. I mean, there's just so many things that they can do through the movies to display. And so sometimes, even if that is the case, that the ship is almost turned and flipped upside down in our lives, even if that is our story, I declare peace and rest. While God rights the ship, I declare peace and rest, because we've got to remember it does not matter what it looks like in the natural. What matters is the God we serve. God is what matters. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what I see. We've got to spend more time in the word so we can see through the eyes of the scripture. We can see through the eyes of the word. We can pray what we see in the scripture. We can pray what we see in the word. That refocuses and resets us. Because what happens is when our eyes are glued on the problem, when our eyes are glued, oh, I wish we would glue our eyes on God like we glue our eyes on the problem, like we glue our eyes on the struggle, like we glue our eyes on the circumstance, like we glue our eyes on the situation. But if we would glue our eyes on God, be fixed. My eyes are fixed on you, Lord. My eyes are fixed on your word. My eyes are fixed. I'm cemented to you, Lord. I'm glued to you, Lord. Super glue. That's what God wants. He wants our focus to be on him. That's how we abide in the peace and rest. Because if we keep our eyes fixed on the problem, what do we see? Problem. So what will our mouths declare? Problem. My language will give away where my eyes are fixed. If I fix my eyes on the problem, if I am glued, married to the problem, my language will speak problem because that's what my focus is upon. But if I focus upon the Lord, if I focus upon his word, my mouth will speak the language of faith. My mouth will speak God's faithfulness. My mouth will speak because that's where my focus is. So it gives away. My mouth will give it away. Every time I open my mouth, I'll give away what I'm truly believing. No matter what I'm saying, my mouth will give away what truly my heart is believing. And so today, the word of the Lord has come to shift us, to reset us, to realign us. We have the ability through God to abide in his peace and his rest, irregardless. Let us say that. Irregardless. It don't matter that we should not be able to abide in his peace and rest. It doesn't matter that the circumstance, anybody looking at it in the natural would say, how can you walk in peace? How can he stand knowing what happened? How can she endure? Irregardless. And that's what God wants. He wants us to get to the place of irregardless. I don't care how high the waves go. I don't care how strong the wind blows. Irregardless, I will abide in your peace and rest, O God. Irregardless, today, let us declare, irregardless over my situation, over my circumstances, we declare today, irregardless of what the doctor said, irregardless, I will not be moved. Today, I will not forfeit my peace and rest, but I will maintain it. I'll take hold of it even stronger. I'll grab hold of it even stronger. Till my knuckles are turning white. Till my fingers are clenched on. Hallelujah. The peace and rest of God. The ability to abide in the peace and rest of God. The ability to stand in the peace and rest of God. It's going to take faith. You can see Jesus said to the disciples, why are you? They were worked up. They were saying, God, why are you going to let us drown? Jesus said in Mark 4:40, why are you so fearful? And why is it that you don't have faith? Why? It's because we focused on the wrong thing. Today, I declare and make a commitment, I'll refocus on the right thing. God, I'll refocus on your word. I'll refocus on your truth. We can't focus on his truth truly and not experience his peace. When we truly focus on him and the word of God, truly, we will experience his peace. We've got to let the word get in us. I said in the prayer, God, we open our windows and our doors. We open our gates to embrace you, to allow you in, to let this word that's coming forth to remind us today to abide in the peace and rest of God, to abide in his peace and his rest. He's truly in control. He is truly in control. He will guide us to safety. Psalms 23, he will lead us into the green pastures. It might be a bumpy ride, but he's leading us nonetheless. Three words we said: maintain, irregardless, nonetheless. Nonetheless, the Lord leads me and guides me to the green pastures. Nonetheless, he leads me and guides me, directs and orders my steps. Nonetheless, so despite all the story, despite the path, the journey, the method, the means, nonetheless, I and you, beloved, are going to arrive at our destination in God. We're going to arrive at our destination in God. And you know, in the passage of story, they arrived safely. They crossed over the lake like Jesus had said in the beginning, safely. And that is what our God has in store for you and I today. Safety in the Lord. As we abide in his peace and rest, we will arrive safely. We will come through this present storm. Amen. And yes, we will. Hallelujah. My time for today is up. I'm not ready for it to be up. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. I pray that the word of God blessed you richly. I pray that you're encouraged. I pray that you got reset. I pray that God shifted you back into right alignment to abiding into his peace. Remember, this is VIP, where this Kingdom Sound broadcast is a ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where Pastor Thomas Robinson, Pastor Teresa Robinson are our pastors. We've got wonderful pastors. You're invited to come worship with us at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You may come one time as a visitor. You will leave family. You will leave knowing God loves you. You will leave encouraged by the word of God. God bless you. Keep tuning in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. WWBC 100.7, 1510, 94.7. God bless you and keep you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.